we believe that this must not happen in a country that is democratic. There's not any need for people to use violence to solve any problem that they have. They should be able to find other better means to solve their problems than to kill each other. Then we're also quite concerned that the person who was arrested in connection with the murder, then is allegedly supposed to have committed suicide in police cells. This is quite unbelievable as far as we are concerned with NCA. We don't believe that it must be possible for anyone to commit suicide whilst they are in police custody. So we believe that the police must be clear on this matter.
But ZANU-PF came out refuting reports that this was a politically motivated violence.
Yeah, obviously we cannot listen to what ZANU-PF says. It's clear that these are not honest politicians. They now want to disassociate themselves from the whole issue because obviously they're ashamed that this incident ended up with loss of life. So they are trying now to cover up and try to deny that this was not politically motivated violence. But the people who witnessed this, who were in St. Mary's in Stuliza, were clear that what happened was some intra-party violence of ZANU-PF members.